Hey, bro, I was like, you feel like you could try me.
Nah, I didn't, bro. I didn't.
Hey, bro, nah. It was just...
Oh, it's you.
Welcome back to... Hey.
Nothing but well, business, baby. Hey, that's what we do.
And then past that rope was the hood.
Fucked up.
He said, oh, you want a shot? I said, yeah.
The city, fuck with me now. I got fucked with the city.
Light it up. Welcome to the Raw Room.
Easy. UFL, they start next week, bro.
Yeah, they start next week. Appreciate that, gang. The realest. Yeah, they starting up this weekend coming up. This weekend coming up.
Yeah.
You trying to go? You trying to go, Kane?
I thought it was next weekend.
No, well, I mean.
Yeah, I'm trying to go.
The weekend coming up.
I'm trying to go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go, yeah. It's going to be on TV, right? Fox?
Yeah, they got the sponsor. That's why the big sponsor, man.
Yeah, Fox, right?
Big sponsor. Yep, April 6th, Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's go check it out. It's football.
UFL, baby. I got some dogs out there, man. On the team.
It'll be on ESPN.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
ESPN.
Oh, look. They playing the... Look, Brad going to be out there.
Bahamas.
Destroying them. Bahamas. All them boys going to be out there playing.
Yeah, he's kicking.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Wade Phillips is a coach? Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, he the coach for Memphis?
He's the San Antonio
coach. He the San Antonio. Oh, no. Yeah. I was about to say.
I didn't know he was coaching. I didn't know he was still coaching at all.
Well, some of them coaches came back. Like, that wasn't coaching. They came back, you know, from like college or the league or whatever.
Okay.
Yep. Some of them, you know, former coaches came back, shoot players.
Well, he'd been coaching for a minute.
Yeah, no, they got I'm interested to see. We always like some more football.
It's football, right. It's football.
We love some football. They got Bob Stoops out there. Chuck Long, Marvin Sanders, Scott Spurrier.
Skip Holtz. Okay.
Oh, that's what that one team. Yeah, Skip Holtz.
Oh, Goose just coaching too?
They got Chavis.
What team is that? Scroll back up.
Shout out, Chavis.
Brian Goose is coaching in Birmingham. Okay, Goose.
Yeah, they got Coach Chavis down there. That's my dog right there.
Coach Chavis? Yeah, so they coaching together.
Hey,
I remember Coach Chavis.
Coach Chavis, crazy.
It's wide open.
Yeah, Reggie Barlow. Yeah, now they got it's a bunch.
They got some real deal coaches. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg Williams. I went to high school with his son, Blake.
Yeah, no, I'm interested to see.
Yeah, crazy. Greg Williams coaching?
Yeah.
Who he coaching?
He was DC with somebody. I know I seen it.
DC?
Or DC, in DC. Yeah, that's right, in DC. In DC.
The Defenders.
Yeah.
Wait, goddamn.
He be trying to see if he knows somebody.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see what he was coordinator of DC.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it's I hope it's gonna be some, you know, good quality legit football. I know them boys and put in some works. Houston Roughnecks.
Houston Roughnecks, All right, let's get this bitch cracking.
They ride.
Crack.
Okay. Hold on.
What you doing? Nigga, cause we already slick in it, baby.
Right, we rolling.
Right, intro.
Yeah.
Boom, there you go. Welcome back to the Raw Room, man. Yeah, you got to have an intro, bro. Sheesh, you got to have that in there. Sometimes we miss it, but...
Nah, it just come delayed sometimes.
Yeah.
Be delayed, uh-huh.
Jay, we talked about it a few days ago, but we were trying to save it. JD, Jadavian Clown, and my boy is back in the Carolinas. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my dog. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
New player to coach.
Right.
Man, that man was my teammate at one point, and now he is my player.
Nah, hell no.
Crazy world.
That's just crazy. I chopped it up well, though. We came on his visit. But that shit was funny, though. That shit was crazy, though.
He's back at the crib, huh?
Back at the crib.
Right.
What year is this? He 10?
Gotta be...
Yeah, this team.
Came out 14. How could you imagine?
Wow.
If the team was actually at home, like The Titans was like in Memphis.
No, where he from? 30 minutes from Charlotte.
Like, well, I know, but I'm saying, but like if you when you was in the Titans, if they was actually in Memphis, type
I'm straight.
Now you wouldn't have did that. You wouldn't have fought with it.
No, I couldn't have played the crib either.
Hell, I mean, it's not even about just why would,
I'm at home.
Yeah, I mean, home different for some people. I understand in Memphis, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't imagine know nobody else is
right.
So, oh yeah, Hassan Reddick. Yep. He gone to the Jets.
To the Jets.
They trying to put together
the Avengers over there, bit.
Oh, they got a nice little D-line now.
I don't know why they let him go. What his name was like?
Because you remember they traded for the other kid. They just, I mean, what they picked up, they signed with the other pass rush from the Jets. They paid him.
They got the Jets get a conditional 2026 third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
That improves to a 2026 second rounder. Reddick reaches 67.5% of play time and sacks.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Reddick recorded 11 sacks, had 38 tackles in 17 games. He played 74% of the defensive snaps.
Okay.
Out there.
11 sacks. Shit, that ain't a bad year, but.
You know what's crazy is? If that was a bonus.
Who you said they just got? Philly?
They just signed another dude from the Jets. Is it the Huff? Yeah. They basically swap pass rushers.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Because Huff, they paid Huff. Philly paid Huff. And then they just traded Hassan.
Got some picks. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They didn't want to pay him, so they traded a younger guy and then traded him.
That's funny.
Well, that's NFL that for you.
That mean, yeah. You want to get them young legs?
Definitely the NFL.
I've been snapping too. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Shout out to them. They got jobs and working. Hey.
Oh, wait. Keep shout going. Out to just getting paid. Roomin, officially, Ugly Duck himself. Boyer Alua called 3 years, $45 million with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
And a half of them dollars.
Okay.
Guaranteed. Shout out to my dog. Shout out to Ugly Duck.
Okay.
Call that man Ugly Duck.
That's his clothing.
Oh, okay.
Ugly Duck. Mm-hmm. Ugly Duckling.
Congrats on that.
Yeah, big shout out.
And get the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Team Ugly Gang. There you go. That's what it costs. Team Ugly Gang.
Team
he
Ugly
got
Gang.
That merch, though. My boy got that merch. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah,
bro. Congrats.
It's going down. We ain't got no more NFL news. No, it's quiet.
Off season. You know how that goes. Right. Draft finna come up. They were doing pro days and stuff, but we don't even.
I don't really pay
attention. They don't be doing kickoff return out there. they don't be punting out there.
Bro, I gotta watch film, my boy. In the NBA world, Faye. Guys, you know, betting on games is just so simple.
Oh,
I don't know. No information really came out yet. I'm
betting on himself.
I read a little bit on this situation. This shit kind of crazy.
What's up? Talk to us. Tell me what is going on.
So apparently he, you know, had these bets on. I guess it was what site was it? FanDuel or whatever. But anyway, he don't really, I guess, play a whole lot with DraftKings. But so he went to the game, he had these unders, and all these people were on this, like, I guess, in on the shit, and they took his unders and his bet, and he ended up, like, you know, when he showed up for the game, he was like, oh, I'm sick, can't play type shit, blah, 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 whatever. And so his bet ended up being, like, the most profitable bet that night on the site, and they had people trying to, like, place crazy ass bets on it. Like, I guess, like, the max bet you could place is like $2,000. They had people trying to place bets like almost 10 times more than that type shit.
He was in on it? How he was in on it?
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. How did they know? Was it?
I mean, I guess it was. I don't know. I don't know exactly how he was in on it, but it was like, I guess, some type of communication, little group, something.
I saw
a little video. Somebody was talking about it, but yeah, he showed it to the games and was like, ah, yeah, I'm sick, can't play. And then, you know, shit's hit.
Oh, so he just showed up out of nowhere saying he couldn't play for that game,
right? For the few games that he had, you know, was on the bets.
On.
Yeah,
there was a lot of bets on the unders, and he was playing just enough. He was saying he was getting enough playing time to where he's not going to hit that. And then he's pulling himself out of the game. Like he had an eye injury that he had suffered 4 days prior to a certain game. And he went in the game and then he left and didn't return because of the eye injury. And then there was another game. He didn't even attempt a three-pointer. Like, he made sure he didn't, to make sure he was hitting his under. So this is a lot of sketchy shit, especially with the high number of bets involved on that type of shit. It's getting flagged. Yeah.
And he was betting on it himself?
All right. Was he actually betting, or were they just saying it's a bunch of bets?
They're investigating it right now to see what, but it was just like a you know, outstanding number of bets on his, and then, you know, people trying
on
to place
him as a player,
right?
People,
and then look, they said upward of 10,000 and 20,000, you can only, you know, place $1,000, $2,000 on a bet. So like, that's just odd in itself already. You trying to bet 10 times the max bet?
Oh, okay,
you can't do that.
So they're trying to see if there's a connection between him and all that,
yeah, all and all the shit that was going okay. on type right. shit.
So it wasn't, they don't know if it was him yet. It wasn't him betting on himself. It was a bunch of people betting on him.
Go ahead.
Right. But they find that it's suspicious because of that. And also, like, there was this unconfirmed ticket here. There was an $80,000 bet that cashed out at $1.2 million on his unders. So that's like, you know, an abnormal amount.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. So
Not they found that man burner account. They say he was promoting a betting site on his burner.
Also, this ain't right his there. First. This ain't his first.
Oh man.
Oh no! It was on that last one. They said they found him promoting betting on his burner account from 22 for March Madness type shit.
Oh, from 2 years ago. Oh shit! Well, yeah, buddy. Come on now.
Gotta watch out now.
Oh, the Michael Porter's brother?
Yep.
Damn.
Well, I mean, we have seen it. People been getting into that betting shit, man. Some players didn't get caught up with that shit. I mean,
they paying.
Yeah, I mean.
No, you just got, as a player, you got to know better. Like, just.
Right. Like, just go ahead and play, bro.
This is fucking crazy.
Niggas be silly as hell for the money, man.
Come on, bro. What zoom in on that.
Wager for $80,000 to pay
1.12.
Sheesh. What? That boy had no stats at all. And that's all he took was this man, Juwan. Like, bro, he
don't care about the game.
Like, who is he? Like, as a player, for you to be taking all his unders,
trash.
What I'm just saying, like, that's not a normal bet.
Is he that trash, or is he like, oh, is he?
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not a normal thing. Just take
a random nigga.
Oh yeah, a random person. Yeah, be like, oh, I'm betting on they under.
Like, and just take all his like all his unders. Yeah. Hit that one person, bro. Like, how you this?
And
I
mean, if you know he just ride the bench like that, he ain't gonna play.
It's
shit.
It's a little fishy. I mean, but this is how they do it.
Like, so consistent
they
too.
Don't when on the betting sites, they don't have those players that, you know what I'm saying? They don't usually have those players on the tickets.
Oh, you can't even choose them. A lot of
usually the guys that's like, okay, well, I know this nigga don't score. They not going to have him on the scoring. Okay. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to have him on there.
Hey, but also adding to kind of like the suspicion of everything, 2 days after kind of like him really hitting under those crazy unders, he played 19 minutes and he scored 12 points, had 7 boards and 3 assists.
Oh, so, shit.
Nigga could hoop, bro. He bullshit.
So he's not trash.
That's what I say.
That game, they don't
put niggas that not getting stats on those cards to where you could pick them in, like, type shit. Like,
oh, shit. I mean, because 12 points in 19 minutes, you getting busy.
Hell yeah.
You was active.
You playing 19, right? You got to think about how long NBA game is.
7 rebounds.
Bro, you playing right. You got 12 points, 7 boards, and 3 minutes.
You halfway to a triple-double.
You on the court getting to it.
Halfway to a triple-double.
Literally.
You on the court getting to it. Yeah, you getting busy. You're right. That don't help the situation.
That don't add up.
That don't help the situation.
The mic stand getting at you?
Nah,
probably one of the bugs.
Oh, I'm about to say.
We got the door propped
open. kids goddamn going out my goddamn door. Sit your ass down.
Nah, I didn't definitely been pissed off because came back in, get some water and be like, fuck, I can't go back outside no more now.
Yep. Once you in, can't keep going in out there.
Hell nah, hey, like, Nick, they talking about the air conditioning getting letting out my air. Like, what?
That shit really don't even go like that.
They hear that door close one too many times. That's going to be the last time it closed, going to be the last time it opened.
Yeah, when we was kids, bro, we had it. That was our only defeating, you know. Come in and you fucking, you can't go back out.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was our only defeating. Like, that was our only...
Only thing we only worried about.
Yeah, we were... The only mountain we try to climb is get back outside.
Yeah, bro. That's what I was telling my cousins the other day. One of my cousins stopped by. Well, two of my cousins. I was like, I'd rather take an ass whooping and then get ground, like, not being able to go outside. Like, yeah, get my ass whooping. And once I get my ass whooping, I can get back outside. I'm good. Yeah. Don't keep me in the house.
I'm going to tell them how soft this ass that whooping was anyway.
It didn't hurt. I cried, but it didn't hurt.
I cried, but it didn't hurt. Hell no.
But I bring it up to right now, LeBron James has got a big mountain he's climbing. Jeez. Bigger than the milestone he got going on. You know, bigger than everything he's ever. This is the opponent he ain't seen, not even in Space Jam 2. Now, right now, LeBron, we all know, lives in a beautiful mansion.
Faye lost it. I put that bitch in last minute. Faye like, oh, shit.
Faye about to fill the screen.
Great. Hey, you better put your shit on the comeback.
Clip that shit up, Faye.
I thought Faye was going to jump through the TV.
Yo, what?
The TV flickered. You see that shit? That bitch flickered.
Couldn't believe his eyes.
Go ahead, dude. I ain't gonna read that first sentence. He's really trying to shit on LeBron. But two doors down from James Beverly Hills property, squatters had took over a home. This home was used for cocaine orgy parties. Yes, you heard it. Cocaine orgy party.
Wild.
According to news outlets, James is very concerned.
Squatters.
One of his neighbors got in touch with LeBron James's house manager. They were told that James was very concerned that outlet reported. James purchased his property for $36.8 million in 2022 and tore down. Damn, he tore that bitch down.
Bought that
and
bitch.
Built his
start
dream
on. Start over.
Try again.
Okay.
The squatter's throwing frequent parties that usually don't start until 2 a.m. Well, duh.
It's party, right. It's, what you mean?
That's when all the weird folks going to show up.
Like, this is cocaine.
It's a cocaine orgy party. It's going to start at 8.
This ain't a rest. Right now. This ain't just a party. This bitch got two words before party. Cocaine party. Look at them two words, bro. Cocaine orgy, I mean. This is not. You got to know that shit ain't starting until 2 a.m.
Right.
The squatters are even impacting James's pockets. The NBA star reportedly needs 24 steps. That ain't not impacting his pockets, but
no.
He's trying to throw a lot of shade. He needs security because of other parties, which I can imagine. You think people ain't worried about where they parking, any of that. Anyways, the police are not able to evict the squatters because they produced a false lease agreement and obtained driver's licenses with the address of the property.
What?
Squatters is real.
Hey,
man.
They done got some more. Hey.
Squatters
Wait,
is real.
Wait, bro. Yeah, bro.
Squatters.
They living, bro.
That's a real thing, bro.
Like, they living, bro.
The neighborhood also belongs to celebrities like John Legend and Seth MacFarlane. What in the hell?
A false lease and a driver's license?
Is that easy?
Squatters, man, they'll pull up and just take your shit.
But I'm saying,
and you can't do nothing.
And now it's your... But.
It's like damn near laws to protect their ass, for real.
Like, what, on your property? Like, okay, like, on your shit?
Like, boom, you got an Airbnb or some shit, and I book that hoe. I say I want to rent, you know what I'm saying? The little spot, boom, I get in there, and then I stop paying rent. But you can't kick me out, this bitch.
What?
Like, it's in certain like states, bro, yeah.
Nah, I feel like, that's different, because that's just getting evicted.
I'm saying, but like people,
yeah, you just stay. But
people just
I'm talking
stay,
about like, the people that just break into shit and then.
Or go, I mean, I guess that might be what happened.
That is. I sound like well, but how else would they get in there? And because you the property, whoever
no,
property
but manager I, would, I've heard of stories it. Where they let the people in and then the people just be like, "Fuck that! I'm staying in this bitch."
If you're the property manager, what you do?
You can't do shit.
You showing
like legally you can't do nothing.
Like almost you can't. You let's say
North Carolina.
That's it.
You can literally move squads through.
But in some places you can't. I want to say I heard a story in Texas
what?
Or something like that. Like in some places you can't remove the squatters, bro.
Oh yeah, I know that because I seen a video of a lady. I think it's the same thing. She had like an Airbnb, and she put a lock on her shit so they couldn't get back in because he had some squatters in there first, something like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
And they arrested her.
The lady, the owner?
The owner, yeah. It's locked. It's damn near locked.
Bro,
like,
what?
They got some
don't
type
look for
of
that face. I saw
squatters' rights, bro. It's weird.
Oh my.
They be jacking homes, bro. You better watch out.
Yeah, March 2024, yep. A New York woman was arrested after changing the locks of her childhood home to evict squatters who had taken over.
No, what?
Yes, sir. This is
a
part of a series of similar incidents across the United States, including the eviction of Airbnb guests in California after a long
legal act. So it's like you could get them out, but you got to go through all this crazy. Legal, you know what I'm saying, bullshit.
I got to go through court to get somebody out of my own property in my house.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Better watch out now.
That's wild, bro.
That's wild.
Hey.
So, y'all gotta get off.
Hey, man, you can't. You're gonna go to jail, King. They're gonna have to put you in four handcuffs. They're gonna have to four handcuffs. Because I know your shoulders don't
work. They don't work
like that
no more.
Hey, mine don't either. Shit. Give me three. Two, shit. My shit is fucked up.
Yeah. Shoulders.
Ain't no
you
way,
playing y'all. That box, your shoulders ain't the same.
Y'all can't do this?
Hell no.
Like, what?
Why?
I don't know.
You a child?
That nigga just reached both hands.
I got range of motion, nigga. You mad?
He just reached both hands all the way behind his back.
Can't do both, nigga.
No. You can have.
But they do the test right here. When can you touch?
Nah, I damn sure can't do that.
But this shit hurt like a bitch. I'm shaking.
You said I'm shaking.
I'm not even finna try.
Hey, man, y'all need to get there and get your flexibility, range of motion and shit, man. That's why your hip hurt.
Pliability, no.
Nah, that's why your hip hurt.
No.
Man, but LeBron, good luck, bro.
Yeah.
I hate it for you, my boy. Cocaine orgy part is a motherfucker.
It is.
Get them off your property.
I guess you can build your dream home, but you can't build your dream neighborhood.
No, you cannot.
At least they break it in for him. Whatever kind of party he want to throw, they already getting it ready for whatever.
Nah, we can't fuck with them. We can't fuck with them, bro.
They breaking it in for
him. Nah, hell nah. Hey, we don't want
cocaine
no
orgy
of that. You can have that
two
house.
Doors down, bro.
You can have that house.
Two doors.
I mean, but
here,
how big enough?
That's a neighbor. That's a neighbor.
I mean, going to Rager.
But is it a neighbor? Like, look at the nigga.
I mean, technically, yeah. They in the house.
They gonna probably hear them and see them too.
For sure.
Not in their home, though. I know they don't hear them inside. Like, LeBron went in his room, but went to sleep. I don't think he hear them.
No.
Yeah, he probably not. Yeah.
They know they there, but yeah, it's not like a noise problem.
Yeah. I know for sure, though, if he go out there, you know, he go out and look, you know.
Go outside.
He going to hear the parties going on.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Damn, bro, that's wild.
That shit close. But look how close that shit is. Come on, it's L.A.
Facts.
California, period.
That remind me of, what's the movie? With Will Ferrell and where they the cops? The good guys or something like that.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
They stole that man.
Yeah, him and Wahlberg.
The other guys, guys. They stole that man free as stock. Ain't no way,
bro. Oh yeah, yeah. Bro. That's why the police no fucking.
They was going crazy.
That shit was wild.
Like, how is that a thing, bro? How is that a thing? You just breaking somebody's shit, have an orgy and that shit, bro.
That shit was fucked.
That's gotta be like, well, that's gotta be the homeless people thing. That's gotta be their thing, bro.
That's gotta be their thing. You got shit else to do, I guess, man. That's
and
crazy.
And look at the crew, bro. Look at the crew.
Look dirty as hell.
That's a cocaine orgy party.
Cocaine orgy party. That's what they look like. That's what they look like.
Cocaine orgy gang.
Nah, they don't look like that. They
probably... Not cocaine orgy.
That's COG.
Not the COG.
That's COG, man.
Like, who they yo gotta is?
I'm fucking weak. What's their names?
Dirty Mike and the boys.
Dirty Mike need to take a bath. Yeah.
Nah, hey, who you think it is, though? I want to know what they look like. I wonder if it's like a mixed community of people. If it's like all white people, all It ain't all black people. Nah, it couldn't be.
He said couldn't be. Nah, it couldn't be.
It's man, LA.
You never know.
But I want to know what the type, like, why is the cocaine orgy part? Because it sounds like not a lot of, like, why?
That's all they got.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't like you said they building, like, they jumping out the back of the roof in the pool, shooting out guns, driving the cars in the pool and through the trees and shit. Now, that's different.
Yeah, man, they getting.
They inside their new home. Getting busy.
Busy. Treating their nose and getting to it.
What? Them on them boogers.
All right, so I guess the latest update on that is those squatters have been evicted.
Okay.
Got them out of there.
Okay.
Got them out of there.
Damn. Party over.
But for months.
Hey, come on, man.
CLG gang gone.
They was in there for months?
Hold on, wait.
How long they was in there?
Hold on, wait. Stop.
You say for months prior, neighbors had raised complaints of squatter reportedly to no avail.
Oh, yeah. They was in there for a minute. Yeah. Raging ragers, bro.
Damn. They was going. They knew that was gonna happen though. So they probably like, "Fuck, we doing
this.
We just finna burn this house out real quick."
Hell yeah, that's what they do.
Them
boys gonna put an odor. You ain't gonna never be able to get out of there.
Mm-mm. You got burned.
Man, I gotta tear it down and start over again.
Yeah, paint peeling. Uh-uh. The crib was just built in 2020.
Hey, you can't just tear that bitch down. You gotta burn it down.
You gotta burn it.
You gotta burn that bitch down and start over.
Nah, you gotta come in with the. You gotta put the tent over that bitch.
You gotta fumigate that bitch
and then burn that bitch down.
Hell no.
Whoa. Record show the property near James' home has changed hands multiple times in recent years. Yeah, okay. You just can't get your consistent neighbor over there.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
Probably can't afford that
nice,
shit.
Nice neighborhood. Nigga can't afford that shit.
Yeah.
Not
for long.
Shit. I ain't got the ass up out of there.
They got shit. They did what they needed to do while they was there, though. They got it done. They got some legendary stories to tell. They got some legendary stories to tell.
And they didn't even say they went to jail. They just said they got evicted.
Yep.
But I'm finna go to
Orange County
and do
this. I used to live next to LeBron James.
Nigga, those stories are legendary in the streets.
We could go like squat in somebody's house and record in that bitch.
Damn, we wouldn't even get arrested for it.
We'd just get evicted at some point.
But we wouldn't even be in there that long, though.
The squatter stream on there. That's what I say.
24 hour live stream.
Somebody gotta do that, bro. I know somebody gonna do that. Somebody gonna do that. If it ain't been done already,
we just gave the idea right there.
A 24 hour squatter stream one night.
Yeah. We just gave the idea.
We also got some more betting allegations in the room.
Uh oh.
Shohei, how you say it?
Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani. Big baller. Big dog. Don't watch that much baseball. But
we know bro be snapping.
Yeah. We know he be snapping. Mm-hmm. And right now he is battling his own gambling.
Allegations.
Uh-oh. His is one thing that's also kind of odd.
It's his interpreter, right?
It's his interpreter that is his friend. Like a best friend type situation. They got going on. You know what I'm saying? Had been stealing money from his account and told lies. Hold on. His former interpreter said,
"Oh,
Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies." Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, that's him on his former interpreter.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm. If you can't trust your interpreter, who can you trust?
Any other sports? Never have asked somebody to do it by.
Damn, nigga.
Oh my God.
We're gonna have to have an academy class.
Huh?
Academy class, nigga can't get their words out.
I just can't get the words out.
You're gonna have to practice some of these hoes first.
Nah, but it just say, all it say is do it on my behalf. I just couldn't get the bubble.
Bro. He's bookmaker, bro. He don't bet on sports.
Hey, bro, I was like, you feel like you just tried me.
Nah, I didn't, bro. I didn't.
God damn, bro.
Can't stop.
This nigga lost
it. Can't stop that.
Hey, bro, nah. Nah, it was just...
No, it's you, nigga.
The clip.
It's him, bro.
It's him, bro. It's him, bro.
Like, nigga don't get tongue-tied, twisted in here. Like,
you had, like, it's... All right, I get it. I fucked up. Aioli, bro. I get it, bro.
Oh, Aioli, my God.
I get it, bro.
Aioli.
Aioli, baby.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Y'all had, like, I wasn't on the Aioli when it first popped off. When niggas first got on the Aioli wave, or when you go to Louisiana,
oh, nigga.
Go to the shrunk spot, you ask for the Aioli. All right, bro, God damn.
Hey, man. Hey, Coach Bass, we knew what you meant to say, bro. We got you, bro.
I had to keep it Aioli.
And now, you want to goddamn criticize my reading. Talking about we need to start the Reading Academy? Wow, bro.
That's we got to bring the Reading Rainbow back, baby.
It be your own niggas, bro.
So we gotta go too. Fuck you.
Right. He agreed. A layo. Yeah. I think it's a layo. Yeah.
He fucked up. He agreed with me. See, that's what I'm saying.
Ooh,
see, we two different type of people. And we both came together right there on the fucking word, Aioli.
Memphis.
But yeah, Memphis. He said he not betting. I wouldn't think that he
beat. I didn't think he was too, but. I don't know. I wasn't gonna say that, but
right, yeah, because we don't know these folks.
Anybody stole $4.5 million.
That's your homie, bro.
From him,
that's your homie.
To pay off gambling. So he must have. How did he come on?
His man betting on the games.
But illegal boogie. But how? I'm saying, would it come back on?
Well,
that's his interpreter. He's probably more than just an interpreter. He probably helped it, like,
right.
Because you know everything here is in English, right? They're not going to print up like a contract and all that stuff.
If that's his interpreter, he got to do all his business.
That's his accountant. Yeah, like, he got to do everything.
Manager type. Yeah. Shit. Like,
he's probably got power of attorney over a lot of stuff. Otani's got just like being able to translate just for translation.
I didn't even know he needed an interpreter, but
I didn't need. I think.
He wasn't his interpreter, middleman for he did everything because the language barrier.
Right.
His interpreter is a language barrier. Whatever Otani was doing, he had to be a part of it.
Do you on an interpreter though, like, hold on. He do that shit 24/7 then, I'm assuming.
He's with him all the time.
That's what I bet, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Cause especially when he in baseball, obviously. He got interviews, he do all this shit. He gotta be at the game, he gotta be here, travel. I can see how you can get shiesty.
Them niggas, like...
That's his right-hand man.
Locked on. Yeah, yeah. We going everywhere. Fuck you, man.
And I feel like he just got to be with him, period, because he in America. Yeah, I mean, right. You interpreting shit.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, bro, if you came from another country and your man spoke the language shit, I wouldn't go nowhere without that nigga either.
Right. Nah, yeah, I ain't doing nothing. But I'm saying
Right. That's crazy, though.
And I feel like every time I read something, I have to make up to you, bro. I prove you wrong.
Nah,
bro. Now you got me being over here self-conscious, bro.
That
fucked up, bro. The internet couldn't even do it, but look at you, bro. That's crazy.
Nah, bro. Look, what it is, bro. You just ain't been in the studio, so the words sometimes, they be, you know what I'm saying?
You understand the words that come out of my mouth?
That's all. You ain't been potty coach, that's all.
Yeah. Damn, man. Got knocked the rust off.
That's all.
All right, well, shout out to Otani for...
He said, shout out. That nigga, he is under investigation.
Good luck to him.
He should be straight. If it was on his partner, stealing money.
Well, I mean, yeah, he should be straight. We don't know all the stuff, but...
Peace. Peace and blessings.
Good luck.
Hell yeah. Good luck, gang.
All right.
What's up here? Jump Rope King. What is this?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Hell yeah. Hey, no, go back to the close-up. He's so happy, dude.
Bro. All right, Faye.
Man. Hey, them kids.
Trying to show them kids up, man, that weak-ass jump bro. I can't do nothing with that jump bro, bro.
That jump rope was big as hell. Bro. You had it wrapped around your hands. Damn, nigga, what is that?
Oh, yeah, it was a whole rope.
It's just a rope.
What the fuck?
Hey, they gave
King y'all a rope.
That was that play 60.
They gave King like 50 feet.
Ain't no way, dog. You got that bit wrapped around your hands a few times.
That was that play. That was that play 60 song for the NFL. We was out there in San Diego.
Hey, look,
that was a good time.
He caught some speed. He caught some speed. Caught a little rhythm in there.
No, it was terrible, bro. It was terrible. Damn, bro.
No handles.
He said no.
Hey, it's just the rope.
Hey, no, this shit funny. Why you the only one moving?
I was trying to show them.
They don't know how to jump.
No.
What? Come on, bro. Stop it.
They didn't. They was watching. Yeah, bro, right. Obviously, that's
right there. Like, he's 11, at least. Big dog next to you.
They look old.
Yeah, they young. It was a kid. It's the play 60.
He
play 60
11 day. Years old, at least 12.
Yeah, well, no, it was like, we had a bunch. It's like, it's jumping rope. It was a lot. Yeah.
I was laughing too hard. I didn't even see the speed.
That's what I said, bro. He caught some speed right there.
Bro, I forgot. I completely forgot about
that. He caught some speed in that bit.
I remember that.
He was charging that bitch up. He was charging that bitch up.
Listen, bro.
Hey, if that jump rope would have been regular size.
Y'all don't know how bad that hurt.
Hurt? Oh, yeah, what? I'm already knowing. Oh,
what?
Nigga ain't jumping up and down.
Come on, bro. My knees and my ankles. Come on, bro. That hurt, bro.
It looked like it hurt, for real, for real. Oh,
but I was trying. Hey, for the kid. Anything for the kids, bro. Anything for the kids, bro.
That is the hard goal.
That nigga
I tried, bro. Like,
fuck this shit.
I tried. Trying to show the kids, bro.
Hey, yo. Nah, this funny as hell.
Man, that was a good time, bro.
It looked like some MTV shit, bro.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, Faye, nah, this is
Faye the Ops, bro. This
live right here, dog. I'm in tears.
The play 60, bro. Ooh, for the shit. Kids. Y'all know how it go.
Ooh, shit.
Shout out to McDonald Butler. DB was in the back. That's him in the background over there, linebacker.
I'm in tears.
Yeah. With the kids, you know, anything for the kids, bro.
Oh, that's funny.
Even if it hurt, still for the kids.
That's funny as hell.
That's it.
Yeah, y'all know the play 60. Y'all know how that play 60 thing go. Yeah. That was dope. I mean, that was dope, though.
No, those events always do be. Dope. It be some funny shit going on, too.
Bro, Faye ain't shit.
Faye ain't shit, bro. I've been telling y'all.
He the ops, bro.
Nobody's safe.
I love it.
Nobody's safe.
Faye the ops, bro.
All right, bro. Before we get into to the Raw Room Academy, before we get picked up by the bus, do you think it's harder for high school players right now? Or is it harder to get to college? Like, not to get to college, but far as playing wise.
Oh, like school. For high school players to navigate through to, like, get to college type shit.
Like, actually get there because most to the big schools, I'm saying, like, you might have an opportunity to go to a big school, but instead they take, you know what I'm saying, you're getting more of the smallest offers because there's a lot of transfers going on.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying, a coach will say, I would rather get this experience, you know what I'm saying, player right here than
some coaches to go
and take this fresh out of high school kid that we don't know where he's going to be and all that shit.
Right. Yeah, so. Some coaches. I mean, well, it's a crazy thing to think, like, because
because Deion said.
You ain't have nobody to go against, like, the transfer portal was really, like, damn near non-existent.
Yeah.
When we was in college, coming out for high school. Like, you had to literally be balling. Like, doing better numbers than niggas that D1 schools that was supposed to be that guy. Like, having numbers like them, but that was the only way you would get a shot.
Yeah.
But, like, now, bro, like, shit, you got to go up against all the incoming freshmen. And then everybody in the transfer portal from freshman class to seniors.
Right. And you got the grad transfers and guys are graduating.
Right. So it's like you got guys that's a whole class that's my age. And well, say we got the two classes above me in the transfer portal. But then I got folks that's been playing for 4, 5, 6 years already. That's crazy.
Gonna be, even if you do, let's say you do go get an opportunity to go to one of the big schools, shit, you probably gonna be sitting on the sideline.
For a little minute.
It's definitely tougher. It's definitely gonna get to going to the quote unquote smaller schools and balling out there and then getting recruited by the big. I think that's what it's gonna lead to.
That's
to
what,
a lot
that's
of guys.
What it's looking like. You're right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, going to the smaller
going
school.
Going to a low, like kind of mid major, one of the quote unquote mid majors and like go ball out there and then like, damn, maybe we need to go get. Him from there and then go to the big schools. I think this is going to lead to that a lot more. But
everybody on a 1-year contract with these schools.
That's crazy because it's like, it's almost going to, like, unless you that guy coming out, like, it's almost going to force guys to, like, update, you know, competition level, they playing level. Mm-hmm. early on, and they're gonna have to go to, like you said, go to smaller schools and have to get transferred into these other schools.
Hold on, stop. Hey. Another issue is that the high school students who do receive scholarships often may find themselves comparing with transfers from playing time. This creates some. Yep, that's what we just said. More challenging environment for shit, sure.
Yeah, and then like you said, it's just so like unless you like a 5-star, you know, unless you a 4-star, 5-star, blue chip type,
you're not gonna get a shot.
You're not gonna get like you're not gonna get those 3-stars, you know, getting in late or getting in somewhere, going to like a Ohio State and coming in and balling out and doing like that. Now a lot of those guys gonna have to go to these like lower levels and then go. I mean, you know, every now and then, it's like it's some kid, some underrated, you know, some undervalued kid is like a 3-star, come in, end up being a dog, playing as a freshman, balling out like that. That's going to be rare. Right. You know, most of those guys now are probably going to go to one of these, you know, kind of, I ain't going to say lower level, you know, but non-power fives and then getting, you know, recruited to, you know, to some of the bigger schools after balling out. So I think it's going to lead to a lot more of that.
Right.
He said, outside of being like, you know, the you know, all the 5-star, all American high school guys, like those, like you said, those lower tier guys are going to have to, that's what it's going to be.
And then, something I didn't even think about. These kids got to deal with, like, you know, do they actually really want to play football for football type shit? Like, they got all the NIL stuff.
I don't think that, because I feel like that would have been a statistic coming out, like, oh, less, you know, people are going to college to play football.
Well, no, I'm not saying less people are going to college to play football, but I feel like, you know, some kids might not be as much about the football as they are just trying to get some money.
Get to the bag, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess there's out there, there's something else, for sure.
It's definitely going to lead to a lot more of that.
Right.
Especially at the college level. I know if I can ball out of high school and get somewhere, just get a bag to go sit on the sideline somewhere in college, I'll do that and stay there, give my little money. And
but motherfuckers really doing that, though?
That's going to happen.
Getting paid to stay on the sideline?
I mean, well, not staying on the sideline, but just kind of get paid to go there, and then you might play, you might not play. Like, you'll get it. Like, now what's going on? I know what's going to happen. Like, you get it coming out of high school, right? They give you whatever, and then you get there. It's like, I already got it, so shoot.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I ain't no need to even work hard to try to get better.
They getting NILs in college, but, like, kids in high school are already – some of them are you're already seeing like NIL deals sponsorships and shit like that. And so it's their mind could get thrown off of football, so they game lacking. And they just trying to get a bag. And
yeah. Hey, that's crazy, 38
Faye. Players transferred to Power 5 programs in 2022-2023.
That's right now?
Damn. 2 years ago.
That was last year.
1,100 players who left the group.
Wow. Damn, so what about this year?
That's crazy.
Damn.
Numbers for this year, where y'all think it'd be higher?
God, probably.
I would assume.
Damn. I know the transfer portal right now is deep.
It's got to be.
And you got to think about it, it's not that many roster spots on Power 5 school. Like, it's not like people forget. Most of these rosters are full. Hey, like, they're getting some of these transfers. So, like, you guys jumping it, like, I get that going in the portal, but right. You mess around and get stuck. That's what I'm saying. I still don't understand what happens to guys who get stuck in the portal. You're just at home.
I've actually seen, I saw it on Instagram. A kid was, I guess, in the mentions or something. But I saw he had a story. He, you know, transferred from a school and he had to sit in the transfer portal for a year. Damn near, or like 6 months, something like
before
that.
Before he got to another school?
Yeah, he had to sit out for like a whole semester. Until he got a shot at another school. And I'm like, bro, like, damn, y'all playing with y'all shit like that, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all playing grown, like, I'm a grown professional games.
Right.
I'm taking this.
And you ain't even got nothing yet, bro. Like, I can't tell, man.
The portal never closed.
You waiting for that call.
It never closed. So if you in that bitch and you don't get picked up.
You just
and
in
you
there.
Still got eligibility. You are just in that motherfucker.
Hold on, I didn't know this. NCAA added a 60-day transfer window to limit when athletes can enter and end. October 23, it decreased to 45 days for winter sports. That's winter sports.
Single 45-day period.
And basketball got to start day the following day.
So what happens after that?
Tournaments.
You can't get in the portal?
I guess it's open and close.
Damn. Nah, they said it never closed, though.
But once you're in there,
you can't get in
after that 45 days. But once you're in there, shit, you in that motherfucker, you in limbo. Wow. I mean, good luck to all those guys. You know, hope y'all find a spot.
On me.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. But what do you, so you're not in school, you're not playing ball.
Like, that's,
you still working out? Where you still, like, where you going to train? Where you working out? It's not like you can afford to pay for a trainer.
You got to have that professional mentality then. That's what I'm about to say.
But you ain't making that professional kind of money. Like,
true. You got to be making professional money because you didn't turn, like, you just, like we just said, you didn't turn your life into that now.
Bruh, no, but they not make it, like, because you can't get no NIL if you ain't on the team.
Right.
And you're not keeping no deals if you're not on the team.
But see, look, if you stuck in the portal, you can withdraw it anymore. What that means, you just going home. You just saying, fuck it.
Yeah.
Right. Withdraw and go back to your previous school? Or
nah, you going to withdraw and go home.
Yeah, withdraw and go home.
Right, because removing your name from the portal doesn't guarantee you can return. Right, you can't go back. Right.
So you're just going home.
Right,
bro. Yeah.
You can't come back. No, you the love. You ain't no coming back.
Over with.
And that limbo in college life, because, like you said, you can't pay for no training.
That's worse than free agency in the league.
You're not making no money. You can't pay for no food. Like, niggas ain't gotta, like, if you in high school, you in your first 2 or 3 years of college, you ain't got a routine or a workout that you're doing on your own.
Right.
Without you without a trainer, regiment. Without the team. Like, a lot of kids don't necessarily have that. And you ain't a professional mindset in my first two years of college.
No. You ain't there yet.
3 years. Nah, yeah.
You still adjusting to the college regimen.
Yeah.
The first 2 years,
you still learning ball. So how would I even know? How would I even know what to do?
You still getting big for real.
Right. You still trying to put your weight on the
field. You still developing all this shit, like, bro. That's crazy.
Damn. Good luck to him, man.
Hey, man. Take a gamble.
Take
I get
it out. But speaking of high school football,
high school
football. Period.
High school.
Today is the day.
Wait.
The Raw Room Academy has its first graduation.
That's our first class.
This is our first class.
First class.
2024 Roommate Academy.
Uh-huh.
Raw Room Academy. Here we go.
For the Highlight Challenge winners.
Our four winners from this past month of madness.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Pinson.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Gray.
Yeah.
And Lamarius Benson.
Big back.
Now, we all seen this. All the roomies. First of all, we appreciate everybody that's been sending your highlight tapes.
Absolutely.
In.
Keep
appreciate
sending.
Appreciate it. Keep sending them in.
Email.
Email.
Next
email.
Definitely
email.
Next,
email.
Hold on.
Not next year.
Hold on. The email. Look, man. Because he got DMs. He got DMs. I got DMs. And then the page got DMs. Like, bruh.
Email.
It was like 2030. Send it to the email, rawroomacademy@gmail.com. Please. If you want to participate, you got to enter correctly. Come on now.
And also, this month, this is the only month we were going to do it like this. Every month we're going to be a little different. Next month, we're going to knock out a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? A lot more. And have a different way of winning. So now, here we go. Drum roll, please. Nah, we ain't picked a winner yet, but we're going to pick him out right now. All right.
I already know
him. Vote for Christian Pinson. Do we remember his tape? I don't, to be honest.
I do.
Yes.
Let me see his tape.
Yeah, you didn't see
it. I don't think he was here for Christian.
You wasn't.
Yeah.
You wasn't.
This is the bro you talking about that was unblocked?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Okay. All right. That's enough.
He said, all right.
I'm sorry, can I remember he said, yeah, already.
Right.
Yeah, he was unblocked a lot.
Holding it down. Mm-hmm.
And it's like Christian. All right, we can go to next somebody else. I got the picture of who we're dealing with here. Yeah. That's Rambo, ain't it?
Yeah.
I need to see. I know Rambo got going on.
Yep.
Yeah, play action. I'll play that shit. Fuck it.
Hey!
There it is.
Pop it off. Yep. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I remember him. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
All right, Rambo Genji.
Okay. Next up.
You getting jiggy.
Then Trey Gray. That was this.
The corner.
DB.
The
corner. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Know how he holding it down out there.
Yeah.
Ball hawk.
Stay on top. Oh, quit playing with me. Try to double
move. I did see that one.
Ball hawk.
Go. Let me get another one.
They tried to scheme him up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is a nice one right here.
Yeah.
You're going to see it.
Hey.
Give me that.
Okay.
Pick.
Quarterback a little trash.
This nigga. Ooh. I'm about to say, go, Go to some, because we already seen it. Go to some different play. Go to
yeah, go a little further. Go a little deeper in the bag.
We saw that. Keep going.
Big ass empty stadium.
Yeah, made a hit.
Yeah, we saw this one.
Okay. Next up, then this last one.
Yeah, I was buddy. A part of. Yeah, buddy.
Benson. All right.
Yeah, we know the big bag.
Let's vote him up.
Talk about the club.
Bag. Let's vote him up. We already know we got it, Faye. We got it. That's who we got. Who you going with?
Well, King.
Well, y'all know I'm a bias towards a big back. He's a great tape.
Yeah.
I'll show him some love, but honestly, I'm still going with my initial winner from the jump.
Oh.
I'm a Sean Robinson guy.
Okay, we got one for Sean.
Like, shout out to my big back Namarius, but yeah, I'm gonna give it to the 6'4", 215 playmaker.
Easy, easy. All right,
yeah.
Who you got?
It's tough. Mm-hmm. I'm two young boys, man. They got some nice tapes. But damn. Yeah, nah. It's definitely gonna be Rambo. I was going to ride with the DB, but the tape
speak for itself.
The tape speak for it. Rambo, he was holding it down.
That's what I'm saying. But like you said, back then, the man came out with the one hand on real.
He popped
grab your attention. Hey, I'm like that.
Right.
All right. I'm talking about like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then the first play, this man is high stepping through motherfuckers.
Sliding
down.
Going to the zone.
Then he climbed the ladder.
Come on.
Then he played quarterback.
Yeah. Come on, bro. A little bit of everything.
Then he hit a hit on deep. I'm like, oh shit. Blocking niggas.
It's only 57 seconds worth of some fans.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of plays in here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
These are quality plays. Quarterback. Come on now, bro.
Yeah, no, he did a lot.
I think listen. Unanimous.
Right here. Yeah, for sure.
3-0.
Yeah.
We going with Rambo. Hey.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Shout out to the winner.
Shout out to Sean Rambo Robinson.
Bro. Keep eating.
Keep balling.
Keep eating.
You are the winner of the Raw Room Caddy. Hey, y'all all graduated.
He's a valedictorian.
Come on, boy. You took the words out of my mouth.
Valedictorian. I got you,
He had the special gown with the special shit on.
Nice little tassels on.
Yeah.
Head of his class.
He got one of the pictures like this.
He a wrestler.
Yeah.
Muay Thai. Artist.
Muay Thai. Woo!
This nigga said, did you say Muay Thai?
I said Muay Thai.
Welcome my class, motherfucker. Yes. Yes. Nigga said Muay Thai.
Yeah.
See, all you two motherfuckers out there in the internet world too, shut the fuck up. You fuck up words all the time, you stupid motherfuckers.
Oh my God.
Bro,
y'all
Raw Room
Memphis
is great.
Y'all Memphis niggas.
Hey, man.
Hey, Memphis. I love it.
Memphis,
man.
This nigga said Mai Tai. This nigga was ordering a drink.
And guess who had to correct him? I wasn't even going to say nothing at first. You see how you see?
Oh, man.
Anyway.
But yes.
Yeah, Mai Tai. Yeah. Shout out to Rambo.
Hey, Rambo, you don't even know it. Oh, you affecting the Raw Room. Look at that.
I'm fucking weak.
You brought this effect on the Raw Room, bro. That's amazing. Oh, man. Good job, big dog. We're going to get with you, bro. You a winner.
For the month.
Next month, like I said, it's going to be a different type of winnings going on. A whole different type of game we got played.
Yeah.
This is just our little March Madness. Also, we had some, we was on the TikTok live. And also, if you ever want to catch us pre-show, and I know this is a random day we record, though.
Random day.
But usually, it's a Monday. You can catch us on TikTok live, Instagram live, one of those two, around 6 o'clock in your location.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Wherever you
are. We in Central.
Central.
Five, six, central.
But,
Catch us on
that live.
Hell yeah.
But I'm saying that to say, because we had somebody give us a great idea. Somebody in the chat was saying, y'all should compare all your highlight tapes. Now, I immediately first was like, oh, this is great. It's three of us. You know what I'm saying? Tweeted, playing daddy right now, and he's doing his thing. So,
right. The
football guys, we all here talking today.
Yep.
And I took two more steps, and I'm like, fuck. how the fuck we going to got the interview for somebody to tell us about King?
Nah, yeah, we definitely ain't going to get his shit. It wasn't no camcorders, wasn't a...
But King played when they had to, like, read out your highlight tape.
Like, linemen didn't even... They weren't even thought of to have highlight tapes back then.
Yeah, for real, did y'all have individual highlight tapes? Yeah. What are we talking about, bro? We tried them, man.
We tried them.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Keep going. It's funny.
We trying them now, bro. That's crazy thing
to do. Keep going. That's funny. No, it ain't. I don't have one.
But he don't have any.
You don't got one.
I feel like it wasn't going to be.
I told you, all my high school shit's on like VHS beta tape. We can't even.
You got to
go splice that. You got to go old school.
I had a CD.
Yeah. Nah, I
didn't. DVD.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well.
Yeah, I didn't put my high school shit out, but it was on there.
I went in. I ain't gonna say that, but hey, hold on,
you ain't gonna find it.
Play my shit first.
You ain't gonna find it for you.
Play my shit because we got Jalen got some shit. Jalen got some shit.
No, it's some shit out there. Yeah.
Put my GPA on it, but come on,
damn, he ain't had to do you like that, bro.
That's fucked up, bro.
He ain't had to put your
or my ACT.
Yeah, he ain't had to put your.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad, but he ain't had to put your scores.
Come on, call from corner, baby.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I didn't see that play.
That's how you start the tape.
Yeah. Run that back, Faye. Yeah.
That's the call from corner over there. You better,
hey, bro. Right.
Look at them people trying to get in there. Dead body.
Hey, and he didn't go down with him. Yeah, let him know. Ain't no touchdowns over here.
Nah. You can check that boy trying to slide that ball in there. He think this shit's sweet. Nah, I'm still coming.
Is you on offense?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, he played
offense. Come on, bro. I'm getting busy, bro. Nah. Come on, bro. What you mean? I ain't got to sell nobody. Take back to the sideline. Oh,
yeah.
Give me that bitch getting in around. They go, hey, Sean, right there.
Okay, put your foot in the ground.
Sean Colvin. Okay. Sean, my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, okay, bro. Coach Bates.
Come on, bro. I'm getting busy.
Okay, bro. Yeah, thanks. Ride through single digits, back flat, back flat.
Oh, and I'm blocking. Get up. 2-for-1.
Bomb. Okay.
2-for-1. Come on, bro. Come on.
Hey.
Old field tackle, you crazy as hell. Hey, look what I tell him. Come on, no. Not me. Nah, you better try somebody else. I told you I play on the top, baby. Give me
ball
that.
Hawk.
Hey.
Come on, bro.
You can go
ball
up and hawk. Get it, though.
I didn't have to. He overthrew it. I'm just catching that business against.
Okay, coach.
Come on. Got that, girl.
Come on.
Well, hand off.
Let's go, bro.
Get busy. Slide. On, you ain't tackling me. You ain't tackling me either. Get off me.
Take me to the end zone, baby.
Nice.
Come on, bro.
Nice.
To the zone.
Nice.
Come on, bro. Get busy on the toes since y'all crazy as hell. Come on. Gotta go.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Bend the corner. Okay. Acceleration. Oh, miss. Cut back.
Get off. Ooh. You hear me?
Okay.
Come on, bro.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, I was like that with the ball, man. Hey, shout out to Sean. No, this ain't the one. Gotta get in there. Damn, that bitch just froze up, Faye. Ain't that crazy? They want, hey.
Connection.
It got too hot. The shit was real. I'm breaking motherfuckers' ankles and elbows out this motherfucker. Get sit down. Celebrate. Let's go.
Nice little hit right there.
Yeah.
Nice hit right there.
Come on, Sean. Kill boy on this.
No, ooh,
kill
okay.
Kill
footwork.
Come on.
Footwork. Little footwork.
Come on.
Little footwork.
Hey, y'all. Come on. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I know this ain't no tape on Austin tape. You know what I'm saying? Hey, then I'm going to... Hey, look. Let me get your pick. Get out of bounds. Hey, throw the ball at him. Told him niggas. I don't know what I said.
He said, I don't know what I said.
Yeah, you know I gotta talk that shit. Hey, yo.
On slant route?
Hit me on the slant.
Nah, yeah. Okay.
Hit me on the slant. Oh.
Block field goal?
Come on, man.
Block?
Nah, they ain't no block field goal.
They ran the fake. Yeah. Punished them.
Ooh,
punished
damn.
Yeah, I like that. I should have scored
little
on this, motherfucker. Yeah.
Little Jesuit?
The 34 duo. That's what we used to call it. 34 duo.
Oh, yeah. Lyman got taken out.
Oh, yeah, that was Sean Coleman right there.
Coach said, this how your tape need to look, man.
Cut back. Get off? Okay.
Come on, bro. Take the pile with you, bro. Come
get up
on,
out of
bro.
There.
Come on, bro. I was... Hey. Tell me.
Like hey.
That. Like that.
Yum.
I'm a for sure tackler.
Yeah. Definitely
for sure tackler.
It. Definitely. Yeah. I haven't seen this tape a few times at LB.
Ooh.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Hey, come on, man, bro. Hey, they had... Listen. I was doing it all. I really could... Broke his elbow right here. Tried to stiff arm. Come on, sit down.
Damn, broke his elbow.
Shit, broke his elbow.
Let me get that.
Yeah, he tried to... Yep. Damn.
Yeah. That, I don't know why my uncle put that play. Now, I feel like he flogged me on. Nigga, I'm talking about, I had, I think, what, like 19 tackles against South Panola. This man ain't put
no South Panola players.
Yeah, but we got Hall Lake. Like,
ah, damn.
I didn't notice that. I'm talking about, we play MUS. I balled out of control against MUS. I don't know why you got the Hall Lake footage on here.
Nah, shit. We have.
I mean, but them just for sure. Them just some, like, he ain't got to put that bitch on there. At the nigga, then I'm mad at Bruff. I end up getting the ball. I ain't ran that far. I started getting busy on that. Oh, I got busy.
Jump cut?
DeSoto Central. I was mad as fuck. I should have scored because I should have cut back. Right here. This the one. Hey, come here, bro. Right, same nigga. Foul. And I'll score.
That's tough.
Giving it on offense, too, huh?
Yeah, son.
Yum.
Yeah.
How you doing?
That's tough. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting, yeah.
Is that my doing. Nigga Spike?
Yeah, he got spiked.
Damn.
Oh, Spike, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Spike. Is that Spike? Ah, oh, hell.
That's your homie?
I think so.
Hey, if that's everybody, bro, I'm losing. But hey, right nice, now, nice little I want to. I got the best highlight tape in the room. So
nah, we going to find my shit, bro.
Hey, bro, you did it right, too. You started off with a bang. Like, you start, you got to get the attention with the highlight tape. You got to start it off.
Coffin Corner.
Got to start it off with a bang.
A Coffin
Nah, you ain't going to find it. Bro, I didn't look this shit up.
I know why.
It was. I know I didn't seen it before with my own eyes. They don't have the. They don't have the high school shit.
I said, with my own go eyes. Back up, Faye. Go back up.
They got some clips on there.
Yeah, just play that.
No, that's my brother.
Oh, that's your brother.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's what I was talking about right there.
Oh yeah, they got some of my brother shit. They won state that year.
Well, yeah, I got the best state since.
We're gonna find my shit.
Mine don't exist.
We're going to find my shit. It was on like LSUSports.net or some shit.
Yeah, the only thing I got to bring in, I had to bring in a whole game film. I ain't got no highlights. I just got games.
You got to watch the whole game.
You got to watch the whole game.
I see, yeah, that goes. That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's BA. Yeah, that's us.
That was against BA.
We ain't recognizing red, plain ass.
We didn't win this game, but look, that's a deep ball right here.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
On the sideline.
Okay.
On the sideline. Yeah. Little deep ball. I was deep ball threat, boy.
That boy had the white socks into the
You know he's going to be Mr. Basic.
Yep.
He keep talking about George. He keep talking about George sleeves. Look at his socks. Look at his regular crew socks.
Hey, no swagger, bro. I ain't going to cap me down, bro.
You said he ain't going to. Bruh. We ain't had shit.
Oh, okay. Run through one. Make a tackle.
Hold on, bro. We got this two to say.
What you mean?
If we can't go against the highlight tape, we can go versus swag. We can versus the swag.
We ain't have a whole lot of shit.
Nigga, I was with Tyler Brass before you.
I understand, but it was different. We ain't have a whole lot of shit. We ain't had all
y'all
the extra
had,
shit.
Then y'all had like four. Y'all had extra. No, that was a no. Market.
We
yes, y'all did.
We didn't wear all that shit. We wore one jersey. We ain't have all the extra bands. All that shit. We ain't have. All
that. But that's crazy because we had it, and you had the same high school coach.
I understand that, but we didn't have that shit, my nigga. I'm telling you.
So you telling me Big Red said fuck y'all?
Bro,
I like these boys obviously better.
You ain't see nobody out there with the all the different bands, all that shit.
Oh, sorry, did you block it?
You block it?
I mean, I would assume you put that bitch on there.
Hell nah, you ain't nobody.
Ain't nobody celebrating.
You couldn't have blocked that bitch. Hell nah.
He didn't get that boy celebrating.
Come on, get him the ball. Ty, what you doing? He tied
got a little block right there.
Threw a little block.
Okay.
Nigga, quit playing. We didn't win this game. We didn't win this game.
I mean, that's cool. You didn't win the swag game either.
Look, this only one game. We didn't have a whole lot of that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Big Red just ain't fuck with y'all.
We couldn't.
But you graduated. What were you?
It was 11.
11. Dang. Okay. 11. All right. I graduated 09. So you mean tell me Big Red, the Nike.
Bro, you see.
Nike stop fucking with y'all?
We didn't have no new shit, nigga. We didn't have no bands. Like, nigga. Come on, bro.
I guess it was just for us.
Yeah, nah. This one little game, bro. I ain't really do shit on it. I had that one big out catch. I ain't throw that, huh?
Damn, Todd. It should have.
I want to say they D line was fucking shit up, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you didn't have a helmet swag either. Listen, all right, it's okay.
That's all they had. That little old school Revo, bro.
Come on, bro. Look at that. Yeah, right there. Yeah. You can tell that's South Panola, bro. We full band up on the floor.
Niggas had no bands. Niggas.
Full band up. We had the blue and yellow socks too. The match of the best football cleats of all time.
We didn't have no blue and yellow socks.
Oh yeah, football. Them cleats.
We didn't have no bands.
Come on.
Them cleats was
cold. We had the cleats. We got the cleats.
With the Dion.
We got the speed tee.
Full wristband up.
But we didn't have all that stuff.
Multi-finger gloves. I remember that.
Wasn't a whole lot of visors. What none of
tape.
That.
Had the tape OB Pride on that.
Nah, yeah, we didn't have all that.
Had the Nike visor. Come on, bro. We were Nike to sleep.
Full banded up on one arm is crazy.
I have on both.
That nigga had a sock on both his shits.
Right. You might as well just done cut the sock, the top of the crew sock, and worn that.
Bruh. Hey, I
used to Look.
Both arms, what you mean, baby?
The NFL coveralls, he had them on his arm.
Yeah.
He had the coveralls, put them on his arm.
He had the cuts.
Belt going to have the tape on it. But you see, even Clint, but look, quarterback.
Yeah, he had the little spats. Yeah. We didn't have all
That's
that, bro.
Crazy.
We didn't have all that. Or else I would have had that shit on. Quit playing with me.
Got the swag time.
Still know you got to design yourself up.
Nigga, well, I ain't had no fucking swag time bringing no house towel to open that bitch.
I need my shit
to be official.
But in high school, you know, it could be really anything.
It could have, but nah, I just waited till I got a little towel from LSU. After that, yeah.
Nah, your swag was the same, bro. You out, my boy.
That's at the beginning of the season. We went and played Coco.
I do remember when y'all played Coco. Y'all was in Florida.
Damn,
that's crazy. I don't believe that.
I'm trying to tell you. I was in there.
I think
nigga.
You just didn't go to the meeting.
No meeting, nigga. I was in there. Wasn't no meeting.
Man, y'all think it's funny.
wasn't no fucking me. Fuck you talking about?
Oh my god!
Yeah, 707. We used to be sweating. Like, y'all see? Y'all had the.
We didn't have nigga. We had the shorts pants. We didn't have shorts.
Y'all ain't had no. Y'all had just a regular t-shirt. Y'all ain't had an OB t-shirt.
Yeah, we had the OB joint, but we had to wear white. We had to wear white.
That's that. We only had the blue one.
We didn't have a white one like y'all with.
Damn.
We didn't have that, nigga.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess basically stole all the swag. Huh?
They had all the Nike stuff, but mm-hmm. after bro left school, they stopped getting the shit.
Who? After who?
After they donated all the stuff and we stopped getting all the Nike
who,
shit.
Who donated all what stuff?
What was bro's name? The quarterback dad worked for.
Cannon?
Yeah.
I didn't play with Cannon. Cannon came out a year before me.
After y'all, we
were still getting shit, and that's how we started getting the Nike. That's how we got the Nike.
Somewhere between 2009 and 2011, that shit stopped. I'm telling you right now,
funds ran out.
That shit stopped. I tell you right now.
Oh yeah,
because we got the cleats, bro. That's it. We got
We had everything, bro. We even at one time, bro. I mean, we was about to play MUS. We a couple games. It was middle of the season, but a couple games before that. That's when we had to wearing the spat sock.
Yeah.
MUS put out their bullshit ass rules. Come on, I know they can't wear that.
They can't wear that
in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. MUS said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can they do it to you?
I don't know. But they were saying, because I called Big Red said it. Big Red was like, yeah, they told me we can't wear the socks, so this is what I'm gonna do. This man went out and bought. Gold and blue tape.
I remember that. They told us about that.
And so he was like, nah, wear the spat on the out there. We go warm up. And then they going to tell us, take them off. When we take them off, you still going to be spatted up in the color that you want to. Bro, we was like, hell yeah.
That nigga Big Red.
Oh, come on, the swag. The bands change up, baby. You hear me?
Yeah, no, we definitely didn't have no different colors.
Yeah. And on my back flap, I got the OB Pride sticker. You hear me?
The back flap got to be out of high school.
Had got to be out.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
That'd be out. Some should be on there. You know what I'm saying? Well, we school
didn't,
shit.
We didn't have all that.
Tape. I told you, bro. I was saw stuff out here, bro.
We didn't have all that.
I won the swag competition. Best dressed. My boy had his jersey tucked in.
No, that was because that was Coco. It was on TV. You had everything had to be buttoned up. Okay. It wasn't bullshit.
Nah, all right, go to Olive Branch and first Pahokee. Nigga, no.
I'm just telling you what went down, nigga. Cause they was already, they already wasn't fucking with us down there.
But look at Key, right there. He got his head about they just had some different rules for y'all then.
Hey man, just telling you what it was.
Anyway, shout out to that Olive Branch team right there. But we was like that. We should have won state.
Shit was buttoned up.
Fucked up. Madison Central. Also them bone. Hey,
y'all,
at the end
y'all
of
lost
my
Madison.
But at the end of my tape though, it's a play on that bitch where I throw that bitch probably about 50-60.
You threw it?
Yeah, to Chris Dickerson. Somebody didn't kiss that bitch, though.
Oh, hell. Nah, yeah, we...
this nigga talking about an incomplete pass.
Nah, yeah, right. He dreaming about the hell, too.
He still mad.
Crazy.
He,
still,
yeah. He hurt. He
so, Faye, go back to my holiday. Oh, go back.
Uh-oh.
Now we
I'm going to be that guy.
Now we
go back to it. Go to the end. That very last. It's not the last play, but go. All right, keep going.
They're
going to
be in the comments.
Right there.
Coach, give it up.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But guess what?
Let it go.
Guess what, though? I ain't got to. Come on, let's go on. Kickoff return right there. Get us out to the 30. Awesome. Come on. I'll go against the Hulk. Don't eat. Listen. Nah, keep this game. This Madison Central game right here. This is just to go to the state. He's supposed to be. Oh, this.
Here you
come
go.
On,
bro.
Come on.
So you put an incomplete pass on the highlight tape?
Look how that. But
so we put incomplete passes on highlight tape, bro?
Oh.
I mean, I'm asking. I don't know. I don't have one,
first
so
of all,
I
didn't choose to play, but yeah, I mean.
I don't know. I don't have a highlight tape.
Incomplete
so
pass doesn't count.
I'm asking.
But you still gonna look at that and be like, oh, he can throw though. Are you not? Come on, bro. You gonna see. So you gonna be like, oh,
all right, DB, I don't wanna do it. I don't want to do it.
Do
I want to do it,
do
but I got to do what I got to do.
Do what you got to do.
If you're looking at a quarterback take, and they be like, damn, he threw that bitch 80 yards. He threw that bitch 80 yards.
To nobody.
But the motherfucker dropped that hoe. Nobody going to give a fuck?
I want to say, didn't Anthony Richardson, who he threw it to, he threw that bitch.
Oh, he threw it into the ceiling.
Yeah. Okay, and we put that out there. We praised the fuck out of that. Ooh, man, that bitch high in the sky.
That's
What?
I think you guys were shitting on him for that.
We was definitely not praising.
They over here going crazy at Anthony Richardson throwing the ball at the ceiling. What's the fucking use of throwing the ball straight in the air? I don't give a fuck if that bitch go 100 yards and it hit the ceiling and your receiver still running down there like this. What's the fucking point? Well, right now, I'm using him to help my situation.
You can't.
Well, it's not helping.
You can't.
What?
Because did you praise him? Did I praise him or did King? Or
no, I don't give a word.
Okay,
world,
so no, that's
world,
not valid.
The world.
This ain't the world. This
I'm only
this
asking
the room,
if incomplete passes are on highlight tapes. No, that was just a question. I don't have a highlight tape, so I'm not.
Got
I'm
a
not,
valid point.
I'm not really in this
some,
discussion.
Okay, in some situations.
So I'm just asking.
Yes.
I mean, so if King put up his highlight tape and they ran a fake reverse flea flicker pass with the tackle on field goal and he threw that bitch 45 yards on the money. Hit bro in the chest and he dropped it.
Yes, I'm gonna say, well damn, if I ever want to run a flip the flu flu gaze play like that.
Well,
I got a fucking
and you
tackle.
You did throw in a double coverage too, so
hey, I'm believing in myself.
They should've put that motherfucker on the money. They should have picked that huh?
You're doing double coverage.
They should have picked what are you talking about? Chris got it in his hands.
That it was double covered.
They I don't give a fuck.
As a defense, they should have picked that.
You can tell, obviously, in my mind, I was about to throw that.
I know.
We know you was going to throw it regardless.
I was already rushing.
It don't matter what game it was. You was going to throw it regardless.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna
even if he wasn't open, you still going to throw it just to throw it.
So, but is this...
I'm showing the people watching that man can throw.
He could throw, but like, is he... But if we looking at throwing, you got to also look at...
Ain't nobody said shit about reading. No,
you also got to look at decision making.
No, you don't.
You as a thrower, do we not look at throwers?
I made the decision that I can put it on the money.
I don't know. It looked like
it was a trajectory.
I projected this throw.
It was a trajectory throw.
And you can see the trajectory where that motherfucker dropped in the basket.
It was a trajectory throw.
You come on, bro.
Ain't no way.
Y'all crazy as hell.
Listen, I'm just asking, bro. I don't know. I'm not a highlight tape guy.
I ain't got to be a highlight tape guy
that's
to
crazy,
know that.
Bro.
To know that. Incomplete,
today, bro.
Incomplete passes do not count.
Jalen after me today, bro.
No. You tried to come for a nigga swag. And it was different times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did do that.
You tried to come for a nigga. I'm just trying to break it down.
This game too sauced up out there. You see you with the double sleeves. You hear me?
Hey,
blue and white.
Hey, King. But what's his passer rating? Zero.
Hey, that's zero. That's true. Hey, that's true. Oh, but this is high school, though.
I mean, yeah, you should have completed that hoe.
Why did you say I should have completed like Drake made it?
No, I'm just saying, if it's high school, then you saying it's high school, it should be easy. You should have made that bit. Okay. But you didn't.
I can't throw it to myself, though.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I don't make the rules, nigga.
You sorry, so you see me, I'm going to get it.
If, you should have tried. Maybe you would have caught it.
I would caught that motherfucker.
Next time, throw it to yourself. Next time, throw it to yourself.
That's how you. That's the thing.
Y'all niggas is wild.
That's just a hating ass shit, bro.
Bro, you didn't complete the pass.
I mean, at least y'all got highlight tapes. Like, I ain't. At least y'all got one.
Yeah. I've been ready to get here.
It's time.
Yeah?
For Big Back Hour. Bring that Big Backery shit up. We got to get a Big Back song. It's time. That's a theme song.
Hold on,
Big Back shit. Krispy Kreme at the McDonald's.
What?
They did what?
Oh, you niggas ain't heard.
They did what?
Wait a minute now. Hold on. Say that again.
Oh, man. My boys ain't heard.
They announced a what? They announced a what?
Mm-hmm. Krispy Kreme to sell Met.
Mm-hmm. Three short words. McDonald's and Krispy Kreme made a brim now.
Bro, listen to me.
No way.
Ain't no other collab.
They want us to be. They want us to be fat forever.
They collabing.
They don't want us to be healthy.
We getting a Krispy Kreme Big Mac? Quit playing.
We don't want us to be healthy.
Bro, this is crazy.
Krispy Kreme quarter pound?
They're going to offer the donuts and all. No, they're going to offer the donuts and all.
Oh, and they're just selling donuts with the food.
Yeah. You thinking they finna make that burger with the donuts?
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm finna do. I'm finna pull up to McDonald's. I need a burger with the donuts.
I don't know why you didn't think that was where this was going. We at Big Back Hour.
My mind ain't filed like that.
We at Big
Back
Hour.
That's what's next. That's next.
That's why we here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Big Back Hour. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I can't do it. They are selling the original glaze, chocolate ice with sprinkles, chocolate ice.
I need a burger with a donuts as the bun.
And that's
please.
All of these just nationwide by the end of 2026. Well, they moving fast.
Oh, they ain't playing.
Yeah.
They said, oh, Subway got cookies? Well, we got donuts, bitch.
Mm-hmm. They don't want us to be healthy.
They don't.
That's crazy. I'm going to be there.
I'll be there. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, McDonald. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. They still gonna do the hot light? They still gonna have hot. That's a good question. They still gonna have a hot light.
They gonna close down other locations too,
like other Krispy Kreme.
I don't think so.
I
don't think so. You know how they just
Krispy Kreme ain't popping like it used to.
You a lie
to me, dude.
You a lie. You a lie. That motherfucker gonna hack Frost in Memphis. That bitch be jumping. That light on. Lying.
There's a couple of them here to still be.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Everybody like a good donut now. Why you think I be bringing them?
What's your show?
I think I be bringing them?
But you ain't bringing McDonald's.
Nah, because the niggas not really getting McDonald's like that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Krispy Kreme.
Because I ain't got a plug at Krispy Kreme. I mean, I got a plug.
He got Gibson, right?
Gibson's already.
Gibson.
All right, so I put this clip in here, man.
My God.
I put this clip in here.
Oh, wait, before we got
we need some sound on there.
Before we got Big Back Out, we got goddamn Alex Sweetest entered the building.
He's walking the studio. Hey.
Come on, there. Hey.
Come
on, bro. The father of the year.
Now, come sit your ass down, Sweet. What up?
What's up, nigga?
Can't call it.
What up, Pop?
What you been on, bro?
Daddy duty.
Daddy duty, bro.
Okay.
Daddy duty this week, brother. How y'all been?
We been good, man.
Good. Y'all eating good already? What's this? What is this from Mother's Ruin?
You know it. You Mother's know them boxes. Yes.
It's a fries, bro.
TikTok what? Live, bro. Talking about some what type of wings. Nigga, just wings. Nigga.
Yeah. Just wings.
Ain't no name.
All right, now look. This first clip in here. This is just to set the mood. What up, Chris? Just to set the mood for Big Back Hour, you got the sound off, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, bad. Run that up. Yeah, a little intro for the segment.
I got a couple questions, you feel me? I got a lot of questions, one of which is, God, why you make the bullshit so delicious? You see me down here trying to get six-pack for the summer. I've been working on this since 2016. Every time I look up, I make this smash burger movie, chili cheese fries movie, burrito, steak, and shrimp with the extra sour cream, cheese. God, why you ain't make lettuce hit like a burrito?
Why you hear me?
Steamed carrots a movie.
Come on now.
Why cauliflower ain't him? Vegans trying to tell me you can make a cauliflower steak. Don't nobody want that shit.
Oh, no.
I want a regular ass steak, man. Shit. Dumb, treacherous.
Hey, that's just funny.
That's real, though. Nobody was told.
He said, why cauliflower ain't him? Come on now.
Yeah. No lies told.
A cauliflower steak would be very upsetting.
All right, our first submission for the hour. What we got up here, man?
Yeah, I saw that. I put it in earlier.
Banana pudding, Rice Krispie treats.
No way.
Damn.
What?
Banana pudding, though.
That bit look good. Now.
Well, Rice Krispie treat?
That bit look good now.
Yeah, let me see that. We're going to get a how-to video.
The pull apart was crazy. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's banana pudding now from scratch.
Right.
He making it from scratch now. Hella marshmallows.
Fresh Krispie treat?
Ooh.
Okay. Okay. Come on.
He getting busy.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
He getting busy.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Hey. Hey.
King said,
whoever, find out who he is. Get his email. Tell him we need 3 pounds.
Three pounds.
Damn, nigga.
Nigga finna overload them boys. Bitch,
golly, nigga.
We need 3 pounds.
That shit look good. Now.
Yeah, this shit do look good.
Yeah.
I need 3 pounds, Faye. Find out who he is. We need to get in contact with this man.
Hey,
12 out of 10.
What?
12 out of 10, Trey. The big joint.
Break the scale. Hey, what Rex say? Why the bullshit be looking so good?
There we go. That's crazy.
Yep. All right, that one go.
What you got? 10? That was 10 out of 10? 12 out of 10?
That was 12 out of 10.
12 out of 10? Okay, so we got... I seen this. I put this one here. This is breakfast right here.
Okay.
Okay, she got hot dog bun. That's what she put
there? That's cinnamon. I think that was...
It's like a French toast bun.
Like French toast, right? Hot dog bun?
French toast the bun.
French toast the bun.
That's some sausage. Some hot dog or sausage?
I think it's a...
I'm fucking with it. You hey, know me. I'm,
breakfast
I'm,
hot dogs?
Yes.
Breakfast French toast.
French toast bun, breakfast hot dog.
Yes.
A breakfast glizzy?
Breakfast glizzy.
Oh, snap. Okay.
But I think that was actually, it looked like a like some type of sausage.
That was a sausage.
Yeah, it wasn't a hot dog.
That was a breakfast glizzy, though.
It's a breakfast glizzy now. Right. It's still a glizzy.
Yeah, bro.
Yep.
Hey, we need a dozen of them.
I'll rock with that, for
Queen.
Sure. For sure.
Queen of the big man. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I follow her on Twitter too. Hey, follow her
Queen
page,
bro. Queen of the Big Bag.
She always got some fire.
She got some fire shit.
Always.
Hey, you can come work in the Raw Room cafeteria.
Please, right.
Raw Room cafeteria lady.
Yep.
There we go. Okay, all right.
Yeah, nah, she did something
another position filled at the academy.
All we doing is fucking hiring the community.
That's it. We hiring, baby.
Facts.
We hiring.
Last submission. What we got here? Last submission.
Mm.
Okay.
Sweet potato cheesecake cookies.
With a cheesecake
dipping sauce.
I don't know.
God dang.
I'm here for it.
Mm. I don't know.
I ain't never had a sweet potato cheesecake, but like
I have had a sweet potato cheesecake. As a matter of fact, there's a spot here in Nashville. I'll tell y'all about it. I've had that before.
Okay.
Good.
Bye.
Oh well shit bye. Then. I'm gonna just go ahead and yeah, bye. That's gonna be.
I
want
to see the process of that though, cause like it look. You know
you
that
got a video. Or you got
like
pictures,
listen, face? First glance, you know what that look like to me.
Stop being something.
One of the Lunchable pizzas with the with the sauce on it. That's what it looked like first glance.
Like that big guy pushed under the couch.
Oh my god,
that what it looked like. Say, hey, I ain't lying though. Look at it, first glance, bro. This is exactly what I thought it was.
Little lunch.
That's what I thought it was.
I can see that.
That's what I thought it was.
That bit looked like it'd be good, bro. I had to go like 8 or 9.
Yeah, I was about to say like 6, 7.
No, I'm I'll probably get about a 9, 8 or 9.
Yeah, 8 or 9.
Yeah.
King being nice today.
I don't know.
King being nice today.
No. The rice crisp, the banana pudding and Rice Krispies got
that's
me.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's the one.
That's the one.
I can't let
MVP.
It go.
MVP.
Yeah.
That's the way.
I can't let it go.
Yeah. No, that shit nice right there.
I had banana pudding cake. Like I had all that. I've never had that. And banana, I need like
yeah.
Faye, listen, whoever this is, follow him.
Yeah, we got 5 figures.
Follow him, find his contact information. We at Nisa, I'm telling you, we need 3 pounds.
Find his contact information.
Yeah. We can find out who he is and get the recipe. I need this. Need this in my life.
That's it.
Bro, right. Somebody in TikTok Live mentioned and comment said,
damn.
They got the oxtail pizza in New York. I mean, I feel like it's a lot more other than just New York, but.
Oxtail pizza?
Oxtail pizza.
Okay.
Look that shit up, man. That shit just sounds
New York crazy. Style. So it's gonna be like New York style.
Oh,
like,
how that look. I don't like how that look.
I don't mean it either.
It's too black. Oxtail jerk chicken chopped cheese.
It's too black, ain't it? It's too black. Put some olives on it, bro. Like some bell peppers. Like put some green on it.
The oxtail jerk chicken chopped cheese.
Yep. Epic pizza place.
That's now 5. That shrimp pizza right there was good too.
I'm about to say, that little bad and little right here.
Nah, that one with the little white sauce on it.
Yeah, that one looked okay. That one looked cool.
Yeah. It's passing the eye test.
Oh yeah, but that first thing he had
the oxtail one.
That wasn't it.
That was not it. It was too dark.
It didn't pass the eye test.
That one, the one to the right of it.
The whole top row.
The one at the bottom, in the middle, nah.
All of them joints.
I'll say this, man. It's a lot of good food out there, yeah. Separate, and some things good together, but not everything.
Everything needs to go together.
You know? Like, I know oxtails, one of them ones, it's hard. You can't put oxtails in everything.
You can't do oxtails. You're right.
It's already...
Oxtail mac and cheese.
I'll fuck with that, though.
Me too.
You could do that. But you can have
oxtail and mac and cheese. Normally, it's going to blend together at some point anyway.
Right. It's all on the same plate.
It's on the same plate.
I want to say, back in like 1800s,
This man went medieval. Okay.
The lobster was looked at as...
A delicacy?
No. We look at that bitch as a delicacy now.
Facts.
Hell no.
Nah. Back then what?
That bitch was a rat. That bitch was like, oh, y'all eat lobster? Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. It's a water rodent or whatever.
What's it called? Not scavenger. What's it called?
Bottom feeder.
Bottom feeder. Yeah. That makes sense.
Poor man's chicken.
Poor man's chicken. Wow.
Damn. Eaten by prisoners, slaves, indentured servants, poor families, all the fed. Oh, bam. Fed the pigs, used first fertilizer.
Damn. Hey,
shit. Get the lobster.
Man.
Bro, fuck a lobster, bro.
Hey, hold on.
They were fucked up, bro. They can't even bring up. Hold on. Damn.
It's one submission in here that we did not talk about.
Oh, man. Damn.
But yeah, hold on. You sent it. This don't help. Oh yeah, let me send this to it's in the IG group. I'm dropping it in the notes.
I'm dropping it in the notes, Faye, right now. Hey, bro, cut up with that.
All right, I just put it in there. See if it's refreshed.
We need 3 dozen of them.
Refresh it.
Is it seafood?
You'll see. Okay. We need 3 dozen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta.
I like being surprised on the Big Back Hour. Like,
it should,
like,
it should be at the bottom.
I like being surprised.
Yeah.
Did it low yet? Hold on, wait. I just hit done.
All right, man.
Watch. Okay. Look at the motherfuckers.
Just watch.
Look at them mother...
Okay.
We got some whole stick.
Come on.
Whole bay.
You got to boil them right now.
This one had me wait. Nah, wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah.
Get the prep going. When he start putting this shit on right here, I'm like, oh snap,
he going.
He got the season.
He got special seasoning in there. He know what he doing.
Yeah, the honey, bruh. Come on, bruh.
That man make a lobster pronto puff.
Yeah,
quit playing, boy.
Lobster pronto.
Lobster corn dog, baby.
And it's sitting right too.
And look, that's the best part. The Alejo from scratch. Quit playing with it.
Speaking of Alejo, you missed it. You missed it.
Oh wow.
He had one, but I had a situation.
What's up?
I was reading something, but I just got tongue tied.
Okay, what's up?
This nigga gonna say, I see we're gonna get reading class at the wrong room.
Oh, damn.
Hey, nah.
Then double back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over here. But anyway, so then we get to, we were talking about, we choosing the highlight one. By the way, we chose Sean Robinson Rambo.
We chose Rambo.
Shout out to Rambo.
So we go to the Twitter page, and Faye just on the page.
Yeah.
And my boy is involved in mixed martial arts.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he don't have it in the MMA.
Yeah.
He got it, Muay Thai.
Okay.
See that word right there?
Yeah, I see that.
That's what he said.
What you say?
They'll run it back.
Come on, bro. What you say, bro?
He said Muay Thai.
He called it Muay Thai instead of Muay Thai.
I don't see no eye in there, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, listen, it's different. Neither one of y'all Memphis niggas know how to spoke.
But back at the task at hand, man. New fucking lobster corn dogs.
Fire.
That's 12 out of 10.
Yeah, those are fire.
Break the scale.
This is a good week of Big Back. Like, this is good. Yeah. This is a good Big Back hour. Like,
That was impressive. I just gotta know what that tastes like, bro. Like, I want that bread. I gotta see what's
going on. Find out who he is too, Faye. We need to connect with them too.
I gotta see what's going on there.
Tell them we need some Raw Room. Reach out to them. We need a couple dozen of them.
It's always a dozen with this nigga.
Yeah, well, because I need one for myself. Y'all got to get some too, right?
Nigga, you said one for yourself.
A whole dozen for me, and then y'all can split the other two. What you mean? What y'all thought this was? I'm looking out for y'all by getting two extra.
I appreciate that. I'm looking out for y'all by getting two extra. That's real. Say we're going to get two baskets, one for me. Y'all can split the other.
I got one for myself.
That bad or crazy. That should look good. Anyway.
Hey, we'll go to the main question. I was scrolling through. I see one I would love to ask King.
Oh.
King, did you have a trick that you do to get someone to draw my sides?
Oh, yeah. I flinch my hands. Like, I open my hand. Yeah.
Cheating bastard.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like,
especially, like, solid count.
Like,
well, no, because, you know, a lot of good DNs, they go off, instead of watching a ball, they go off a tackle's movement.
Right.
So if you're in your stance, right, and they kind of looking at you, oh yeah, if I got my hand like on my thigh, kind of my fist closed, I just open my hand.
Yeah.
Cause they're going up. He's waiting to get out the ball. Yeah. Like Vaughn, like anything that he's looking at,
they get
like, he's looking at
peripheral.
Something small, but right. Anything that moves, he gone. Oh yeah. Especially if I'm at left tackle, my left hand. Yeah. Oh yeah. I open it. Especially
watch them boys when they get in the stands, the pass rushers. When they get out the ball. In the stands, they know when like, you don't see they just standing around, just even when they line up.
But when they get right trying to snap
look
the ball.
Over, when that bitch getting, they see, all right, quarterback ready about to snap it, them motherfuckers get
locked
and
loaded.
In that motherfucker ready to explode. Ready to
anything that move first, they gone. So, open my hand.
That's why when you see, like, they about to snap the ball and they blow it dead, the motherfuckers they be damn near about to fall. Because they be
waiting on referee run your ass and they're doing this. This nigga hit the corner.
Facts.
Yeah. I flash that hand in my stance.
That's
crazy. That was it. That was, you know, we can't. They looking at us anyway. We can't move too early. But that's like little vet move. Like just open your hand up real quick or flash your hand.
That's funny, son.
Okay,
it worked a couple times, but you know, up front, you do what you got to do to get it done.
Right, it's a different world down there.
It's a different. You got to do what you got to do to get it done.
Okay, JC, what was the trick that you used to bother the receivers? You know, you got some people that do certain things.
Bother receivers. Shit, I feel like the biggest thing. That I used to do was try to get my hands on these, but like, you know, down the field when you're running with a guy, like shit, just
doing that
shit right there and you know, like sometimes, you know, trying to get their hand on their hip when they're trying to come out of break type shit.
That's
definitely a tool that I use all the time. Learn that early on in college.
Maybe hand slapping
on me. Look,
but you gotta keep it inside though.
You gotta keep it low, but like shit, it's a clip on we play Alabama. And they was trying to throw like a back shoulder or a deep ball on me. They went at me two times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time, you could see like my glove got stuck on his glove, so it looked like I was holding that motherfucker hands. And folks on the internet was saying, you know, whatever, blah blah blah.
That was getting cool.
No call. It was on that film. You was just playing, Faye. That first one.
Mm.
That's a slant. The slant that he caught.
Man said, your gloves got stuck on his, and they were like, oh, this man ain't holding.
That
nigga cool, nice.
Nah, he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
Spin move. Okay. Bates, what did you do? What was your little tricks? When your little tricks, you got a linebacker safety when you was out there?
I'm about to say, it's a little different at that position. Yeah. You can't necessarily.
You're not that close on anybody like that.
Right. Yeah, I'm not. I mean, you have the techniques you use. I wouldn't call them tricks. Like,
you know, you got to, you know, you type of linebacker like Derrick Johnson. You know what I'm saying? What's that? Then I ain't play for Chiefs.
Yeah, DJ.
Yep. Yeah. Man, he ain't taking on no blocks like that, big dog. He finna finesse.
Oh, yeah, every time.
The shit out your ass.
And he'll cut you. That's all I mean. He'll go up under you, too.
Right.
Yeah. See, but you have to have all that type of shit, especially me being on the size of linebacker shit. I'm doing all type of, like, you know, all right, my most linebackers can come down in the A-gap, hold a nigga out doing that shit. No, I ain't doing that.
Yeah. He said, I ain't doing all that.
I'm going to know, obviously, you finna try to push me by, so I'm going back into you. I'm putting the helmet right there.
Right up under your chin.
Right on. Yeah. And I'm getting quick enough, because now I'm in the gap, and now I can put you on my back, because I'm still going down.
Right. Niggas, damn.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Using his leverage to his advantage.
I got a video of that shit when I
said he put the helmet under the chin.
Yeah, but I said you hit it.
Well, he starts, so you take a side and then go back into it. So back what are you talking about?
Yeah, because you know,
like, you avoid it. Yeah, and then so you lane, because with us, if we see that, we're not gonna assume it's gonna be contact. He's trying to run by, so we might not be as ready for contact because we're trying to go get him and then
catch him off guard.
Yeah, get your ass over here, big dog. I'm still gonna get this tackle.
Yeah, sir.
So it was, and then, but special teams too, though. I guess they kind of outlawed it.
That was going to be my next question. Like, what about special teams? I know you had some shit on special teams.
They kind of outlawed it, but I was
about to say, yeah.
The pull through, yeah. The slingshot.
Yeah, I'll definitely slingshot my ass off. Boom. I'll definitely slingshot my ass off all the time. Or, same thing, tug. You know, you run it down on punt return. I'm definitely pulling the motherfucker jersey. I'm pulling his hand. I'm doing all type of shit. But listen, within the first 15 seconds, I'm doing all type of shit. Especially when my lady is, I start, I hold up.
I'm oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't see it. Yeah. Pull them close.
Right, like.
Pull them close.
Yeah.
But then when that's
old lineman move, too. Instead of getting, because normally you go kind of go under the shoulder pad. No, if you get the inside hand and you overhook here, mm-hmm. and you pull them close, but you got one hand outside where they can't see, they be mad too. They be trying to flop, but they try to. But if you got the outside hand, they can't turn and go nowhere.
Stuck. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, you got the middle of a nigga pass, you can't go nowhere, nigga.
No.
Nowhere. He can't even turn, not nothing.
Nah.
Okay.
It's not all happening.
Right. You go a trick right here. Well, hey, not no more. The new kickoff turn rules. We used to, bro. Drop back to that bitch. We used to do these drills with Bones back when I was with the Rams. Do a tackling drill, because that's literally what you do. Because these niggas is run down from the, you know how it is. So, nigga, you work on, nigga, tackle and then get your shit inside the refs. Never call holder. Never.
Never. So, if you block him, try to tackle him and then reset your hands.
So it ain't like y'all got to go back fast. They give us time.
Yeah,
you can tackle the nigga.
That's some bullshit.
I do that shit.
It's like special teams the same way as O-line. You gotta get it. You gotta do what you gotta do to get it done.
Nah, facts.
Yeah, like, you got hell.
That is. That's all. You know, there's gonna always be. You gonna always try to find a way to get some kind of advantage or do something to help you win your rep for that play. Like, mm-hmm. you gotta beat your man on that play. Whatever you gotta do to get it done, you gonna figure out a way to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That was about it. I mean, there's some unwritten rules. Not unwritten, but the real rules. Like, you can put somebody in the back on the...
Can you still, like, you can still do that?
But I don't know.
They're not going to be doing it now. Yeah. Ain't no more drops, but...
Yeah. But if the ball kicked off, you can run up. Like, if you were fast enough or motherfucker slow enough, you can catch that motherfucker in his back.
Push.
And push the fuck out of his ass.
Straight to the returner.
Straight out the arena. Get out of there. That shit gonna fuck you. You going.
And you already running that direction too. So your momentum already carrying you.
Your body ain't ready for that.
Hell no.
If you can catch him, yeah, go get him.
Yeah, I done did that a couple times.
That's why that front line on that kickoff team. If you front line on that kickoff team,
you better be hauling.
If you that center or that guard on the front line on the kickoff team, hey, you better get to your spot and get your ass around.
You better get to it.
Ain't no more front line.
Nigga. Right.
It's one line. It's one line, nigga.
Yep. Everybody's a front line now.
Everybody. Damn.
It's one line, nigga.
Assume it.
It's the gun line.
Tell about the gun line, boss.
Tell about the gun line, boss. That's funny.
I'm not, you know, so I just like to do, you know, regular shit like. Like I said, leverage. He go, see, look, leverage right here. Just for you. This is for you, sweet. I just played for this team, the Raiders. That was my jersey this nigga had on. That's my jersey. My number.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Get reset. Oh, we call him the shit. Oh, damn. Tell the bitch ain't go there. That's the other one, my bad.
Oh, bro. Yeah, but we were locked in, too. Everything
y'all
just stopped.
Locked in. Y'all locked in. I love the attention we are
in Cali. We in the film room. We in the meeting.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, damn.
Yep.
Come on. As I was going through, I'm talking big shit. Hold on. Look. Wait. Couldn't wait for the ball to goddamn go out of bounds. Great punt, Brett Kern. Ball went out of bounds. Yeah, I let this nigga know.
I knock your shit off.
I said something like, you better go back up there and pick your back up. And he gonna try to dap me up too. Nigga, don't touch me.
I just ran through you.
I don't want your slowness on me, motherfucker.
That's how it is, bro. Somebody get hit too. Hey, bro, you got me. Especially on
special teams like that. And like, hey, I know you went to the sideline talking shit too. I know you went to the sideline.
I was talking crazy.
Y'all see what I did?
He was talking shit as soon as he hit that nigga.
Yes. Oh, but it's, bro, when I went
you
down,
point, you
I
was pointing running the nigga.
I told him, bitch ass.
Yeah.
What? Hell yeah.
You got to talk shit for sure.
Hell yeah.
Man. What's this? Hey, man, what you put in here?
Yeah, what are these pictures?
I said we should try to set a record on the podcast. And these are things that were...
It won't show up on the notes.
Like, were they like screenshots or something?
Man, you want some break record, Guinness record, man?
So, well, I was just thinking, well, which one would you do? So, most ice cream sandwiches eaten by two people.
Of course, run it back.
Most ice cream sandwiches eaten by two people in 5 minutes is 27. It's the world record.
27? I ain't doing that. Nope. Y'all got it.
That's a lot of ice cream.
Most t-shirts put on in a minute is 31.
No.
What the fuck?
Most t-shirts put on. What? They actually have like a real small on. Dude too. Heavy like a small nigga. Like somebody tiny.
Somebody tiny.
What the fuck?
Fastest time to arrange alphabet from a can of alphabet spaghetti is 3 minutes and 21 seconds.
My nigga.
That's tough.
In the bowl?
Were you just dumping it out on the table and arranging it alphabetically from the table?
We gotta need some details.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That might be, whatever it is, that sounds tough.
A can of soup.
I'm straight, bro. Cause that C gonna look like that D.
You hear me? Something gonna look wild in there. One of the pieces that broke up or something.
Yeah, you are gonna be looking for the W. Like, what the fuck? Ain't no W in this motherfucker.
It's gonna be wild.
All right, man. Go ahead. What's next?
The highest altitude catch was
727.
That was Funch.
That was Funch.
No, well, there's a new guy.
Somebody broke Funch? Yeah.
Funch, you better go back and get your shit.
Shit. Well, Funch made his own record. He tried to cheat and do it in slides.
Longest football thrown into a basketball hoop by a male is 125 feet.
Shut the fuck up.
125 feet.
Yeah, not yards. I went yards. I thought yards. My bad. I don't know nobody throwing nothing 125 yards, bro. That was real.
That was all of them?
The longest podcast was like 54 hours.
What the fuck?
Hey, nigga. Squatter stream, bro. Come on, quit playing with me. Quit playing with me, bro.
Right. Squatter stream, break the podcast record for a squatter stream.
LeBron had some squatters live down the street from
that. Might not be a bad idea, bro.
And we was like, we could do like a squatter's pod.
54 hours? Ooh, 2 days?
LeBron James?
3 days?
Yeah. He had some squatters living down the street from him.
Two houses.
Yeah.
For months.
What?
And they was doing cocaine orgy parties.
COG game.
COG game. They got your guy.
Yeah.
I'm COG.
Yeah, but anyway, we was like, we could do a, you know, squatter stream, bro.
Squatter stream.
Yep.
They can't kick us out. They had to go through the legal, you know, legal process to get us out.
That's wild, bro. That's wild.
I don't know, you know.
And people be tuned in, bro.
We're just spitballing.
What was that? Like the first live stream joined for you to be on. What was it, Ustream back in the day?
I don't even know, back in the day, I wasn't even tapped in like that.
I was tapped in. It was like a thing.
Yeah, I ain't even nothing about streaming. Till I came on here with y'all.
Stream. I think this is what it's called. Anyway.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But anyway,
hey, buddy.
I think, yeah, that's...
I'm glad I pulled up a last minute, man. I didn't think I was going to make it up.
Hey, no, you did. You did show up, man. You did show up.
I was really just coming in so I could do my job, bro. Faye said, sweet, please pull up, bro. Please, bro. I just need you to grab this card, bro. Like, I don't trust you niggas, bro. Like, I need you to get this card, bro.
I don't
bro.
Care
please.
What happened.
Please,
get this SD going.
JC got to drive. DB might be doing whatever the fuck.
King ain't got a man.
We know King ain't got a computer compatible.
He ain't got a computer. He ain't got
nothing. Computer compatible, nothing.
Hey, please.
Hey, bro, they gave me. I know what to do.
On that Zoom call, oh my God. He said, you know what?
I'm going to just look at the ceiling. I'm going to just try
next week.
My boy, the whole week.
He did.
He said, I'm going to just try next week, guys.
Said,
don't worry about it.
I'm just going to try this shit next week. Next week.
And just said, try, not fix it. But
then he said, I'll try. He said, fuck it.
He said, fuck that shit. That was funny, son. That was funny, man.
Anyway. Oh, man. We appreciate y'all listening, brother.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You go ahead and get to tell them people what to use
the time. Hey, look, man. Look, because we don't never do it at the beginning. If y'all still here, new or old, you know what I'm saying? If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and hit the button. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We want to keep that running up, man, so we can reach more folks. Y'all hit the like button, hit the little bell for the notifications, man, and drop a little comment down there. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Go on, clown us for our mispronunciations and wrong sayings and whatever.
Oh, man, I hope we teaching y'all a lesson.
Yeah.
You, karma comes around fast.
It does. Look, we teaching lessons and we teaching
my time.
We teaching the game. We teaching vocabulary.
Look how fast
the tables always turned. The tables always turned.
That's how it happened.
Anyways.
That's crazy.
It's the pod gods,
so
man.
Y'all
pod
gods.
Hey, but look we also got a moment. Faye finna be clipped up, too. Everybody getting clipped up.
They got one, too.
Everybody getting clipped up. And he about jumped out of the goddamn screen.
He know the LeBron thing was on there. Oh, man, he knew it was on there, but he didn't read it.
Yeah.
But when I said they been having quotations, cocaine orgy parties, this nigga.
He about jumped at it. He damn near jumped at his
seat.
Screen boy.
Flickered, he nigga.
About, yeah, the screen went black. Faye about fell through
the
screen.
He about 2 feet from his microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, clip that shit up, man. I gotta see. I can't wait
to run this shit back. I can't wait.
But yeah, baby, we appreciate y'all tapping in, man. Y'all go check in with the socials, man. Show us some love, man. Share the pod. We out of here, baby.
Appreciate y'all for listening. Appreciate y'all tuning in. You already know what it is. Easy.
If you have something to say and need a place to help you say it, check out the boys at the Raw Room Media Group to get information on recording the session.
Appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, follow us. Follow us at the Raw Room, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me at Wesson_Sun56 on Instagram. On Twitter, DB_5Trey.
Follow your boy JC, JCar_11, Twitter, Instagram, JCar_32. And the Raw Room is at Raw_Room.
Roomies, we appreciate y'all for listening. Yeah. We'll tune in for you next week. Easy.
So Faye almost had a heart attack, huh?
Hey, bro.
That's 3 weeks in a row, bro. Then Faye be like, bro, y'all are fucking on me.
On God, I thought his eyes just finna pop out of his
head. Faye, fuck around, five shots. He go pop.
Oh, he found a video of King.
Do it, pull
at
it
a Play 60.
The Play 60 thing for NFL.
This shit hilarious.
Trying to fucking jump, bro.
Oh, my God.